Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code and name?
Yeah, my zip code is 44024.
44024. May I have your name?
The last name is Spear, S-P-E-A-R. And Kathy, or Catherine, I don't know how you have me, with a C.
Thank you. May I please have your address?
Sure, 130 Center Street, Unit 1A, Chardon, Ohio.
Thank you. I located your account with the Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You get the two boxes every 2 months. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, I need them. I guess my card expired a while ago, which I didn't realize. So I'm way behind. Yes, I need to put that order
Miss,
in.
Come, ma'am, your line is going in and out. Repeat that again for me, please.
Okay. Yeah, I guess my credit card expired a while ago, so I have to give you a new credit card number so you can send me my Omax.
Okay, of course, ma'am. Willing to definitely go ahead and place a new order on the account because the product is all natural and great for decreasing anxiety and pain, miss. So let's see if we can go ahead and update it on the account. And would you like to be on the same subscription where you had the two boxes where you got it every 2 months?
Yeah. What else did you, and it's at the same price. I have to have it for the same price that I had it for before.
Well, let me see if definitely we can assist with that, ma'am. I'm trying to look up the best offer now. Let me place you on the brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'm trying to get my, trying to set up my system, miss. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I ran into some technical difficulties and place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. So I apologize, but then my system had, I had to reset my system. Let me have that zip code for me again.
Yes, it's 44024.
Thank you, Miss. And yes, Miss Kathy Spears. Thank you. Yes, I apologize. I'm still having a technical issue, man. Let me speak to my supervisor regarding it. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, miss. Yes, my son, I'm speaking to her now regarding this issue, man. We're trying to get this resolved. Can I place you on another brief hold?
Yes.
Thank you. I apologize, by the way, ma'am. I'm still trying to speak with her regarding this issue. Place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So what I have to do, miss, I can't do it under your old account, ma'am, because it's already closed out because of the expired card. So I just had to place the order under your new account. And what, let me also, before I do that, would it be the same information, same shipping information?
Yeah, that would be the same. What I'm worried about is if it's gonna cost me more, because if it's gonna cost me more than what it did, then I can't fulfill it. I have to do something different.
Okay, I'm trying to do my best, man, to definitely look up that price for you. Thank you for patient waiting. I'm trying to look up the best option that we have for that product. Then I will let you know what's the best option. Because if you do want it on a subscription, so yes, ma'am, we do have the same promotion, ma'am, where you get the boxes every 2 months for $48.
I thought it was 45.
No, ma'am. Ever since you've been a member with us, it was $48, miss.
I can't look it up right this moment, but I need the, yeah, I go ahead and do it because I need to, and I like your product. I like your product. So, I just thought it was, I thought for 2 months it was $70 on my credit card, but I have to go back and look that up. But anyway, I need to have it and I like your product. So yes, process the order, please.
Okay, so first I'm trying to transfer your address information in the system, place you on a brief hold. Then I will ask you for your card information. And how do you pronounce the city name? Is it Chardon?
It's Chardon, Chardon.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold. I'm almost finished. Okay, and also would the phone number be the same, the 440-251-0226?
You got it.
And is the email the mcatherine40@gmail? Okay, I'm almost done with the request on the account. Now, ma'am, so my system asked, what county do you live in? Is it GEAUGA or? Okay.
Jaga.
Okay. And is the address same as the billing?
Yes.
Okay. I'm placing a brief hold. I'm almost done transferring the information. Then I'll read back to the address we have on the account just to make sure it is correct. Yes, I'm almost finished. My system is just trying to upload the information. Okay, yes, ma'am. So as I was looking at the information, so yes, it goes back to what you were stating. Now, for that one box is $48, but for two boxes, it was $68.
Okay, all right, good.
So you want to do the two boxes for the
Oh
$68?
yeah, I want two boxes and I want them shipped I think it's every 2 months,
It was every
right?
two
Or was it
months,
every
correct.
3 months? It was 2 months?
We only have,
Okay.
yes, ma'am, it was every 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay,
Yep.
so I did transfer the information. So let me verify the address. It's 130 Center Street, Center.
Yes.
The city name is Shardon, Ohio, 44024.
Wait on that address. Excuse me. On the address, it's 130 Center Street, Unit 1A.
Unit 1A.
Yes. Because I live in a condo type thing.
Okay. And so everything else with the address was correct, right?
Yeah, 130 Center Street, Unit 1A, Chardon, Ohio, 44024.
All right, yes, ma'am. And what payment method would you like to use today? American Express, Discover, MasterCard, Visa?
It's a Visa.
It is a Visa. Okay, go ahead with the Visa number, ma'am.
Yeah, it's 4147 2023 1598 8095.
Thank you. What's your expiration date?
0424.
And what's the CVV code?
592.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So the order is trying to place now. So the total amount for the two boxes every 2 months would be $62.50. And shipping and
Okay,
handling
perfect.
is free. So I'm processing the order now. And while this process, ma'am, would you like to try our vitamin D sunshine in the bottle for $9.99?
No, I am taking I'm taking those vitamins. I'm taking vitamins. I got a lot of vitamins I take.
Okay, let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am. I'm trying to process the order for you, but my system had just went back frozen. Place you on a brief hold, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me make sure that card number is right because it's not verifying the expiration date. We have 4147.
Yep.
And then we have 2023
Yep.
and 1598.
Yep.
Eight. Is that correct?
Yes.
8095. Expiration is April 24th, correct?
Yep.
And the CVV code is nine, I mean, sorry, correction, 592.
Yep.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I think my system just froze. I mean, let me place you on a brief hold, ma'am. I'm trying to reset my system again.
Okay.
It was storming out here in Alabama. I apologize about that.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. So let me see. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay, miss? Thank you. Now, I definitely apologize, by the way, ma'am. Yes, it is a technical issue. We're trying to get it resolved now. Let me place you on a brief hold, miss.
Okay.
We're still working to resolve this issue, miss. Let me place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, and so my system is trying to slowly pull up the information, so I'm trying to process it for you now, and I'll give you an order number. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay? Thank you, miss. Yes, I'm still trying to create the new order for you and place you on another brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, man. If I sound like I'm saying it again, because I have to, man, because of quality assurance
I
issue.
know, I understand that.
Thank you so much. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm trying to re-enter the card information, but is this an American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa?
No, it's Visa.
It's a Visa, okay. Because it was trying to, it keeps pulling up your old number. So I'm almost done creating an
Well, what
order.
number was that? Because I don't know what I have a couple different cards, so I don't know which one I used before. Tell me which one I used before, and I can
It, I apologize, man. It had already erased it because I'm typing in the new information.
Oh, all right.
Yes, I apologize for that. But when I go back to the beginning to review your order, I can still look up the information for you if you need it.
Okay. So you said you're in Alabama?
Correct.
I thought you were in Maine.
No, ma'am. The company is in Maine, but this is a call center. So, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the order did process through. Thank you so much for patiently waiting with me. You will
Oh,
receive
you're
an email
welcome.
shortly regarding the order. You
Good.
should receive it in 5 business days. Is there anything
Oh,
else I've
I
been able to assist you with today?
No, that would be great if I could receive it in 5 days. That would be wonderful.
No, 5 business days.
Yeah, 5 business days. Yeah, starting
Yes,
Monday
ma'am.
would be the first business day. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
That is
that
correct.
sounds good. Thanks for your
Of
help. I
course.
appreciate it.
No, thank you so much, and thank you for calling OMAX Health, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.